Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Friday. We've made it Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He is in his spot. Jim Colony doing the updates. He's at his abode. He's ready to go. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. It's Friday. We are this close to the weekend.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited. And what a football Friday it is. We preview Steelers and Titans down in Tennessee. We preview Pitt and Notre Dame. That's coming up with Pat Bostic at the end of the 7 o'clock hour. And we preview life with the pre-show right now. Now, yesterday at this time, I've become good about this. I wasn't furiously trying to patch in. I was just like hitting the button I'm supposed to hit. And then it didn't work. And then I'm like hitting the button. If I get all worked up, it doesn't make things work any faster. I learned that. And you know who I learned that from? The Ron Man, who is the coolest customer business in the tech field, in the radio tech field, right? Like Ron Man could sit down. And we could have 30 seconds to air. And he had the van pulled in, the fan van, would have pulled in a minute and a half before air. And Ron Man saunters over and talks to three people in that span. And then sits down with 30 seconds to air with a bag still zipped up and none of the equipment out yet. And sets it all down and hits two buttons. And with 3 seconds to air, you get on the air.
Bang, you're on. Yeah.
And he is just a cool customer. And he's told me a couple different times on remotes, he's like, hey, getting worked up about it's just going to get you under stress and we'll get on. We'll get there. And so yesterday when I couldn't get on, I wasn't pressing the buttons any faster. My temperature wasn't rising. Here's the button I'm supposed to hit. If it goes green, it goes green. And it was yellow. It's normally only red or green. If it stays yellow or red, there's quite honestly nothing I could do but just calmly press it again, you know? And what I'm getting at, though, is in that time, I missed a little talk, apparently, about Halloween decorations.
Yes, which became topic of discussion later when we talked about that house in wherever it is.
McCandless.
Over by North Park. McCandless.
Yeah, McCandless. I didn't get a chance to drive by there yesterday. Something came up, and I didn't get a chance to go. Halloween decorations, okay? I'm wondering about this. Are we in a society now where people still... Because I remember, like, my grandmother. Like, she would put something in the front window for everything. Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Halloween, you know, Christmas, of course. New Year's, everything. Have people gotten away from that? Or where are we on the volume of all of this?
You know, that's a good question, because I think as our kids get a little bit older, there's not as much of it. Like, they used to take, like, the little vinyl cling things and put them up on the back patio, you know, sliding glass door, and it was different. You know, it was, like you said, February was Valentine's Day, and March was St. Patrick's Day, and then at some point you'd have Easter stuff up too, and then, you know, you just kind of rolled month by month through all the holidays, and the same thing would happen with Halloween in October and Thanksgiving in November and Christmas in December, but they don't get as into it anymore. I think it's totally dependent on the ages of the children in your home or who come to your home on a regular basis.
Good call. Good call.
Like if you're a grandparent, if you're a grandparent and you've got, you know, you don't have your own kids, but you know the little ones are coming over. Well, let's put, you know, come mid-March, let's put some little Easter bunnies up and all that. So it's totally dependent on whether you've got young kids coming into that house or not, or living there.
Okay, I'm with that. Now, I'll say this, too, that the window cling game has changed the tape game. You know, I remember when I was little, you need a lot of scotch tape. Scotch tape did everything. The window cling stuff has changed that. It has to have eliminated, in decent part, the scotch tape game to some degree. Window clings, because it's one-stop shopping. You're there for it all. You don't need to affix something to something. It just affixes itself right to the window. The window cling, the guy, I don't know, and, you know, wherever the window cling was invented, maybe it was by 3M, maybe, who knows, whoever thought of that technology, that guy wins.
Yeah, that's a good call. That is because I remember being a little kid, like, taping paper decorations to the inside of the window at Christmas time. Oh, here's the big jolly Santa Claus face. I'm going to put that up in this window. I need the tape. Nope. Kids will never know what it was like to have to – and then have to pick the scotch tape off the window when you took the decorations down. They'll never know
little
that pain.
Shards of it. And also to have to peel the tape and set it somewhere – like, and have half of it sticking out, half of it set on, like, the windowsill or something, and have it ready, or your mom with it, like, in her mouth, holding it to get it up, and then ringing it in, like, a circle on the back of the, if you wanted to hang it with it facing forward, all that kind of stuff. The window cling game is, it definitely has. It has changed things. I'm a fan of the window clings. I really am. I never know what to do, though. Do I face them going out the window or do I face them coming in? Like if it's a turkey, so to speak, right?
Right.
Turkey or a pumpkin. Do I make the pumpkin face looking like it's going out the window or do I make it look like it's going in towards me? That's always a big quandary in my life with the window cling.
It's interesting you bring that up because, again, thinking back to what when we were in the window cling game and our kids are kind of beyond it at this point, but when they were, it would always face the front of the house, regardless of. So, for example, the sliding glass black back door on the patio, on the deck, the clings would face in towards like the kitchen table there. But then at the front of the house, the windows that look out towards the street, they would turn them so that they would face outside. I never question them because they're kids and it's their window clings. Put them up however you want to put them up. But I just thought of that now. It always, for some reason, faced front, regardless of where front was.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
But with clings, with the window cling game, you don't have to worry about it as much as you did with the old school, like we said, paper decorations, which, well, do you want to see it or do you want to see the back of it, which is blank, right? I mean, you're not going to put it up in the window so that you can see it. It's got to be so that the people walking by on the street can see it.
All right. Now, here's where I call BS. So I just typed in window cling inventor. And the man is named R. Stanton Avery. And he's credited with creating the first self-adhesive sticker in 1935. But that's not
1935?
The window cling.
No. The window cling is not based on any sort of stickiness. It's just based on, I don't know, not gravity, but I don't know, whatever the hell suctions the thing to the window. It's not like sticky.
I love the window cling. What's the best holiday? Like, what's the most obscure holiday? Okay, Christmas, everybody decorates.
Ooh.
Okay?
Right.
Do you put up Thanksgiving decorations?
Yes. There will be some pilgrims and some turkeys that come out.
Puritans, people, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That kind of
Mayflower
deal.
Stuff, right.
Yeah.
Okay, Halloween, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm there with you, too. Valentine's Day. Now, this is where we get dicey. Valentine's Day, yes, no?
The kids usually put some things up. It's not a lot, but, you know, a couple things here and there.
Also, why is it acceptable for Cupid to have a bare ass?
I don't know.
Have you noticed that? Or be scantily clad?
Yeah, or just have a cloth diaper hanging off like it's about to hit the ground.
Right. I've never understood that. That, to me, borders on weird. St. Patrick's Day, yes, no?
Yeah, we'll put, you know, some little four-leaf clovers, maybe a leprechaun or two.
Uh-huh. Okay, me too. We're up. Now, we're up. 4th of July, Independence Day, if you will.
See, we don't do anything. Like, my wife's real big on, like, the hand towels in the bathroom, in the powder room, and she'll just change out the towels. It'll be, like, red, white, and blue towels with little stars on them. And the kids will put flags. We have little, not big flags, but little flags that you can stick in the ground in the mulch bed out front, you know?
See, that's a good idea.
That's really it.
You're right. 4th of July is more of an outdoor decorating sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
right? I guess I'm running out of holidays. I think that's, New Year's. People put up a couple different streamers or different things, right?
Yeah, but you still got the tree up and you still got the holiday decorations up, so you're not going out of your way to decorate specifically for New Year's.
Yes. Oh, that gets into a good discussion, too. Okay, so we've gone through pretty much all of that. The tree, you know, it's really different. People have a lot of different traditions. There are some people, there's a guy I know, he swears that he only puts a tree up on Christmas Eve. And then, you know, a lot of people take it down on, like, Orthodox Christmas or whatever. Like, they wait until, you know,
or Epiphany.
That's the day they take it down. But could you imagine putting up your tree only on Christmas Eve?
I guess that used to be the deal way back in the day. I remember my mom telling me about that.
Like
when
the tree
I was
came
little.
With the presents, right?
Well, or not necessarily with the presents, but you went out and got it on Christmas Eve or very close to Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, really? So what'd you do? Like, you didn't have like a pretty tree with lights in the corner of the living room for 2 weeks or 3 weeks leading up? Huh? And I get it. Like, if you're buying Jim will give us this all the time because he insists on a real live tree that you got to wait until a certain time to get it or else it's just going to dry out and you'll have needles everywhere. It'll be a disaster by Christmas Day. But Christmas Eve, I'm sorry. No, I can't wait that long for a tree. And I can't believe people still do that if they do.
I'm with you. I'd love to have a real tree. I would. But, you know, the needles and the spores, and I'd love to.
I don't need all that. I don't need to remember to water it every day. I just get me a nice pine scented candle. I'll burn it in that room so that it smells like a tree. Okay.
I love the real tree. Real tree smell. Real tree smell. I love it. I love it. Anyway, well, that was that. What a pre-show today. It was a lot about nothing, which is exactly what I wanted to talk about. So there's
that's
that. Our show is incredible today. Ramon Foster in the 6 o'clock hour. Pat Bostick in the 7 o'clock hour. Lee Sterling, no idea. No, you know what we need to do?
He actually had a big week last week and the week before. I think he sent us numbers. I gotta find the paper. He's like 10-2 or something.
We need to come up with a Lee Sterling bingo card. You know, wrong team's favorite. Have him on there.
Yes.
A Miami mention of that.
Yes.
Him mentioning that he played college football. That.
Uh-huh.
There's some other. Matt, help me here, Matt. What else could be on the Lee Sterling bingo card?
Wrong team's favored. Did we say
that's
that?
What I said.
Well,
wrong team's favored.
That's almost like a free space, though. I mean, you know you're going to get it.
Yes. We've got to come up with a Lee Sterling bingo card.
Yeah.
And not
a reference to the month. Yeah, a reference to the month with a quirky, cute nickname for the month, you know, September to remember, Locktober.
Unit play. Blank unit
play. Oh,
50, a big, big 50 unit play. Yeah.
Unit play, the word unit play. A mention of his car, you know, now that he's into that. Now, I walked him down that road a little bit. He sent me a picture of his, he emailed me after we got off the air, a picture of his wrecked Mercedes that forced him into buying this new Mercedes. That it was a girl who just got her license, wrecked into Lee not long ago, and it twisted his arm. It forced him into buying a convertible Mercedes from the one that he had.
Twisted his arm. Yeah,
I know.
Because you just couldn't get by. I mean,
no, he was all broken up. Eric Bacharach, no relation to Bert, or he might be, from the Tennessean. He joins us 8:30, and Charlie Batch at 9. What a show. We bring it to you next. Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.